I'm Alex Chadwick. In sports, controversy today. Who is the real champion of college football? The University of Southern California won the Rose Bowl last week. Louisiana State University won the Sugar Bowl last night. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca talked with Newsday's Jonette Howard.
This is a story of man versus machine, because the humans voting for best team in college football say that USC is the best, but the computer doing the decision-making says LSU is the best. I'm going to ask you to get past your prejudice as a human and tell me, might the computer actually have a point in this situation?
I think not. I think that I have to side with the human poll. I love the distinction they've made all year that as if humans didn't make the computers, they just sprung from the loam or the sea or something. But no, I think USC was the best team in the country, and I think Oklahoma proved to be a flawed team last night and in their last game for the conference championship.
Well, is the very idea of having a computer a bad idea, or was it that this particular computer wasn't well programmed?
Well, you know, I think that it was the latter. I think even before this controversy arose, people didn't think that it was right that they had not included home and away as a criteria in the computer rankings. And I think that there were other flaws as well that have kind of been proven, and I think that over time they'll tweak it and get it better, but I don't think it's going to go away.
In a presidential election that's contested, you have to have a winner because someone has to be the president. Even in Miss America, she has duties that you always hear about. But the national champion doesn't actually have to do anything. So why is it really so important to be able to say that team, they're the national champion?
I think actually this controversy is the best thing that happened to college football, and they're crazy to want it to go away. I think they should hope that this happens every year. You're right. They only have to be present for the argument. The rest of the time, they just get to walk around with the ring, and I think that it's a nice thing for, you know, all corners of the country that can lay claim to this. You know, you go to New York, everybody has the best coffee in New York, but, you know, can you ever quantify any of it? It's not possible. So I think college football would be crazy to wish that this goes away, and the longer they don't have a playoff, the better I think it is for college football, if not for the fans. This makes it interesting, this makes it fun, and really, you know, this is the tradition of college football. It's never been definitive, and it's done quite well, you know, up until this point. The only people that want a playoff are the people that want the money.
There are some who would say that the true championship isn't in the polls or even in a computer. They'd say maybe it's in the hearts of the players. But of course, I think we all know that it's really in the wallet. And last night, the LSU coach, Nick Saban, lined his pockets a little by winning the game. Can you tell me the details of how that happened?
Yeah, it's a great story. And a lot of people noticed that at the midfield before the game, Bob Stoops, the coach of Oklahoma, and Nick Saban, the coach of LSU, embraced a little longer than usual. I think because Nick Saban was thanking Bob Stoops for making as much as he does. Bob Stoops, a couple years ago, when he won the national title at Oklahoma, got a new contract that paid him $2.2 million this year. Nick Saban thought ahead and got a contract that promised him $1 more than the highest paid coach in college football if he won the national championship too. So last night that happened, and Nick Saban is now a very rich man. It's interesting, though, he's going to make $2.2 million and $1, but he's also being pursued by quite a few NFL teams, and that's really a mid-range salary in the NFL. Steve Spurrier last year made $5 million with the Washington Redskins, so it'll be interesting to see if that enticement is enough to keep him.
Well, Jonette Howard, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.